Shalom, this is Rabbi Rothberger from Young Israel Kasei Clifton. We are beginning the next of our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shir is on Meseches Brachos Daf Lamed Tes. And the topic is Bra'ori Nefashos. Why is this bracha different from all other brachos? Now, just so one shouldn't think that I got my calendar mixed up, it's the last year that we gave had to do with making a bracha of Adama and Chrein that eat at the Seder for Mara if you have no karpas. And now I'm starting with the question, why is this bracha Achrona, Bar Nefashos, different than all other brachos? Now, I know that at least the calendarically, Pesach is not coming up. We're actually right there, Rosh Hashanah. However, we are going to see that there's a very interesting machlokas brought down in Tatosos as to how maybe Bari Nefashos, while we normally associate it as one of the other regular Baruch HaKronas, there are different ways to understand it that would make it a little bit different. And of course, the Nafka Minas would be huge. The Gemara, now let's introduce this Lamed Tes Gemara with a story that's brought down the bottom of Lamed Ches. And then we will bring it into our Gemara with discussion in Tosos. The Gemara in Bar Lamed Ches discussing the question of shlokos, we said last time, cooked vegetables, and what bracha is made on them, brings on the following episode. Chia Bar Abba said, "Ani ra'isis Rabbi Yochanan she'achol zayis maliach. I saw Rabbi Yochanan eat a zayis maliach, a salted olive, and." Gemara continues on, Uberich Halav, Techila Vesof. And he made a bracha Rishona and bracha Achron. So the Gemara now wants to go ahead and analyze this. And it says, Iyam Rabishna Mashlakos to Musa Okaimi. If you want to say that shlakos or cooked vegetables retain their original bracha status. So, Betchila Mavarach Halav Bari Prei. So originally you make, at the beginning you make a Ha'itz. Ulu Vesof, and at the end, Mavarach Halav Bari Hachatmi in Shalosh, you make a Al Ha'itz. Ela Iyamit Shlakos, La Bibusa Okaimi. You're going to say that shlokos, cooked fruits and vegetables, have a different bracha. They don't keep that original status. What are you going to make at the end? So he says, no. Maybe at the end you'll make a bracha of fashos. It's not necessarily a raya that the bracha of shlokos would be the ha'itz redda. What did the Gemara do? The Gemara said, we want to bring a proof to show that when the Gemara says tequila v'sof, we're speaking about ha'etz and al-etz. And the raya being that a salted olive, even though as a din of mevushal, as Rashi points out, covered something pickled or extra salted, is kemevushal. It still retains the original bracha of ha'etz and al-etz. The Gemara's docha this by saying, it's possible that we're not dealing with ha'etz and al-etz, but rather a shahakol and berir fashos. Which is again, Bari Nefashos is a bracha problem, but it's of a lower level, as it does not contain the themes of the three brachos that we find in Berachos HaMazon or Me'ein Shalosh. So even though you do make a Bari Nefashos, right, it's still not considered to be the same type of quality bracha problem as you had before. Now, how does this relate to Ardaf? So the Gemara on the top of Lamed Tes asks, Amarali Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yochanan hechim mevarach hazayis maliach. How did Rabbi Yochanan make a bracha on the salted olive? Kevet the shakila legarini. Once you took away its pit, bachelay shiurin. It has less than an olive's volume worth of fruit. Because again, you think about it for a second. What is the shear that we usually associate in terms of making bracha on in a chila? We associate the shear of a kazayis, the volume of an olive. Well, if you look at the olive itself, so the olive is of a certain size, but part of the size of an olive is taken up by the pit. You take away the pit, and you're going to be having a little bit less than a kazayis worth of fruit. So the question is, how is this a proof that you make, or we're trying to go ahead and make a brain, or we're trying to go ahead and bring a proof that you make either an ala michya or ala eitz or a bari nefashos, or I mean, you make an ala eitz because you make an eitz and ala eitz. How is it that we're trying to go ahead and bring this type of proof when at the end of the day, Now you're going to get Kazayas. So we're saying he's going to make a Ha'etz. He's going to make a Borei Nefashos. Really, you shouldn't be making anything. So Amar Leh, so the Gemara says back, Rav Zeira says back to Rav Yirmiya, he suffers Kazayas Gadol Be'inah. Do we need a giant Kazayas? Kazayas Be'inah Be'inah. We need mid-sized olive. Ve'ahu da'aisu l'kameh Rav Yochanan. And the olive that was brought before Rav Yochanan to eat Zayas Gadol Have was a giant olive. The Alpha got the Shaklu Ligari Nusei, even though they took away its pit, partially sure it still had the volume of a mid-sized olive. So let's summarize. The question that the Gemara asks is, how could you have Rabbi Yochanan make a Brocha Achron on an olive without a pit? The Mechayev of Brocha Achron is eating a Kazayas. And in this case, the Zayas was too small, as it did not have the pit, which consequently took away from its volume. It did not have the volume of a full fruit. The Gemara answers that really the olive in question was a large olive. And even without the pit, it still had the volume of enough fruit or enough pre to give us a chiyuv, to give us a shear of a kazayas, enabling the chiyuv of a bracha achron. Fine. So that's how the Gemara was using this down to prove shlokos and stuff like that was the proper bracha ha'adama, was the proper bracha ha'eitz, or was it shahakol? Was the bracha achrona ala eitz, or was it bari nefashos? But at the end of the day, we do see that you definitely need to have a certain shear to make a bracha achron. Now, this actually is going to lead to a very interesting discussion that you find in Tosos, Dibra Maschel Basra Leishira. Let's read from the beginning of Tosos and see what Tosos tells us. Tosos says, Hainu dafka b'bracha shel acharav, d'b'inan shir. When we say that you actually need a shear or a certain amount of food to be eaten, that's only about a bracha achrona. About bracha shalafonav, when it comes to a bracha that's made before eating, afilu pachos mikashir, even if you have less than a shear, let's call it a kazayas, you would still have to make a bracha. Why? De'asur li'henos ba'olam hazeh below bracha. That a person is forbidden to get any benefit into this world before they make a bracha. Bein le'inyin achila, bein le'inyin shasiyah, whether it comes to eating, whether it comes to drinking. Aval bebracha shel acharav, when it comes to bracha achrona, be'inan shir melo lugmav, leave that off to the side a little bit. Alkein yesh li zayir shel lishtos mikosho bracha. Okay, fine, we'll leave that end of Tosos over there, and we'll stop over there. Aval bebracha shel acharav, be'inan shir, and we're going to keep it like that. The other line that I started to read is a whole discussion in the achronim as to what exactly it means. So we're not going to go into that. That's not really our topic. But definitely the idea that you need a shear for bracha achrona, that definitely is our topic. Now, Tosos seems to make no distinction whatsoever in what bracha achrona we're dealing with. Meaning, whether it's the bracha achrona of Birchas HaMazon, which is referred to in the Mishnah as Shalosh Brachos, corresponding to Hazanas HaKol, Ala Aretz Kala Mazon, and Bonei Barachim Av Yushalayim Amin, or Me'ein Shalosh, the abridged benching, which we colloquially know as either ala michya, ala eitz, or ala gefen, which contains the themes of each of those brachos. But even Borei Nefashos is included in this also, which has none of those themes. However, the Ri has a different understanding of the requirement of Borei Nefashos and writes the following. The Ari Haya Omer, Borei Nefashos. When it comes to Borei Nefashos, came into Lav Bracha Chashuvahi, since it's not what we would call, quote unquote, an important bracha. Afilu batzer mishiyura mevarchina b'rayin afashos, even if you eat less than a shear, and we'll call it a kazayas when it comes to eating, you would still make a b'rayin afashos. So look at this. We have the Ri putting the b'rayin afashos in its own category and saying it does not need a shear of a kazayas. So Tosus explains right off the bat why he views b'rayin afashos differently. Tosus is a little nearer. Tosus is impossible to say this. It doesn't appear to be true. Since the Chachamim were misaking Borei Nefashos corresponding to Ala Gefen, meaning wine gets Ala Gefen, so other drinks and other, consequently other foods, consequently Ala Michya, are going to get Borei Nefashos. So Kihechid Ala Gefen Ba'i Shiura, just like Ala Gefen requires a shear, Borei Nefashos Rabos Nami being a shear, it also needs a shear. And the story is pretty straightforward. Borei Nefashos is established by the Chachamim as a bracha achrona. Once it's instituted, it has the same dinim as any other bracha achrona. Meaning, just like bracha achrona, ala michya, and benching needs a kezias, so too Baruch Nefashos needs a kezias. By liquids, we're going to be saying it needs a revius, so too Baruch Nefashos is going to need a revius also. Question is, what is the chiddush of this rebased on? And to understand this, you can turn to Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishimos Shurim, and the Rav has following explanation as to what's the difference or what's the opinion of the rebased on. So, excuse me, I'm going to paraphrase the words of the Rav and explain as follows. We know that there's a different halacha for Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. Tosos already mentioned it above. The shear for Bracha Rishona is a mashu, it's anything. While the shear for Bracha Achrona, at least for foods, is a kezayis. Why is there a difference? So the Rav goes on to explain. There's a fundamental difference in the mechayev, or what obligates us to make a Bracha Rishona, and the mechayev, or what obligates us to make a Bracha Achrona. And it goes like this. A Bracha Rishona is coming for one purpose, and that purpose is to be a matir, to be a permitter. What do we mean? The Gemara earlier in the parak tells us, a person is not allowed to get any benefit, eating, drinking, even smelling, without a bracha. This Isser Hana that we have, that one is not allowed to get, applies basically to any bit amount, right? It says, it doesn't say up to a kezias, or more than a kezias, or two kezasim, or whatever it is mounted. It just says, you're not allowed to get any benefit. So what happens? We make a bracha, the bracha is going to matir, the bracha is going to allow you to eat. So therefore, since the iser, or since the whole purpose of the bracha rona is to allow you to get benefit, and benefits, i.e. tasting food, is described as, or tasting food is mentioned as whatever, meaning you taste it, you eat it, and that's how it works. So the same thing would be over here too. The same thing would be over here too. And again, it requires just the smallest amount. However, bracha achrona, that's based on the pasuk of Yechalta v'savah toveirachta. You eat, you're satisfied, and you bless Hashem. In order to reach Sevia, you have to have a certain shear. This was set by our chachamim as a kezayah, by a kezayah's fine. So we have the difference between a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. The mechayev of bracha rishona is hana. The bracha of the mechayev of bracha achrona is in achiva. Where does Baruch Nefashos fall in? Baruch Nefashos, however, is a different bracha. The other brachos achrona, the other bracha achronos are based on the pasuk of Yechalta, Sevato, Virachta, and Eretz Kita Sa'or, that's written right there, as we find in the last mishnah of the parak, which is why we have this concept of main shalosh on those foods. Baruch Nefashos, though, is not part of this group, but rather, what is Baruch Nefashos? Baruch Nefashos, the Rav says, according to the Ri, is actually also like a Berchas Nenim. The Mechayiv of Baruch Nefashos is not a Chila, because it's not included in the group of foods, but rather, it's also Hana. And just like we know that the Chacham Institute that we thank Hashem before we eat, we also have to thank Hashem for after we eat. So, according to the Ri, because of Baruch Nefashos is really more acting as a Berchas Nenim and not a bracha on achila, that's why you would not need a shear. And a proof to this opinion is something that you find at the last parak, which is the last mission of our parak, where the last mission of our parak brings down a machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chacham. The question over there is, what bracha do you make on water? The Chacham say you make a shahakol, and Rabbi Tarfon says you make a baruch nefashos, which Tosfos says it's not just shahakol. I mean, you don't make a baruch nefashos before you eat, drink water, but afterwards you make a baruch nefashos. Baruch nefashos, which is a hakol at the beginning, and baruch nefashos at the end. But the Gemara brings down what we're supposed to do. The Gemara doesn't choose one svar over the other. The Gemara rather just says, v'klal pukhazi may amad devar, go see what everybody's doing. So clearly, we didn't eliminate, necessarily, baruch nefashos as a berchas nenin, but rather, I'm sorry, as a bracha, but rather, we just see that most people make a shahakal on water, so that's why we make a shahakal on water before we drink it. So this is the svar that you have for the Ri. And this is the machlokas between Tosos and the Ri, is that whether is Baruch Nefashos viewed as a regular bracha achrona, or do we say is Bari Nefarshos viewed as really a Birchas Nenin? Now, the Nafkaminas are obvious. Nafkaminas are this year. Do you have to have a Kazayas or not? Do you have to have a Revius or not? An interesting case, though, where one might think would be a Nafkamina, and perhaps we could attach it to the Machlokas, would be the case about what happens if a person drinks schnapps or drinks whiskey. Now, we just said before that the shear of a brocha krona for whiskey is a revius, which is around 3.3 ounces. If you want to be machmer, it can be in the 4 ounces. Some people have no problem being machmer, except you take your average shot glass. Your average shot glass holds 1 ounce of liquor or 1 ounce of whiskey. And the question is, do you make a bari nefashos on that or not? And we have a machlokas in the poskim as to what we do. The Magen Avraham says, in Simon Kufzadi, Yeshurot Samomar Dal Yain Sraf, the those who say that on Schnapps, Mevarach Pachos Mikazayas, the Vapurus of Miyas Vedaite, Vilonira, it's not true, the Be'inan Kishir, that you need a certain amount of a shir, you do need the shir. The Bevada Yeshenos Chazakim Machalim Tovim Kigon Merkachas, the Vapurus of Mis Vedaite. There are other foods also that you get filled up by a little bit, but nonetheless, Filohachi Be'inan Kishir, Dal Fulkul Chacham, Chalkul Chacham, Beshurehim. Chacham didn't make a difference in terms of shirim. We don't make differences in shirim either. Rather, what we do is, what we say is, schnapps needs, or a revius, just like everything else. The Taz, though, and Simon Rishud writes, nearly, the yain srafim dinasenu, ain't a beklal zeh. Debazeh, iyev shalushtos revius haluk, shvubetzo mechza, it's impossible to drink a revius, and therefore, the bracha would be, therefore, you would make a bari nefashos even on less than a revius of schnapps, on a shot. So if you think about it for a second, it would seem off the bat that this is the same machlokas you have between Tosos and the Ri. Tosos say, who says you make a bari nefashos on a kazayis only, your revius only, would be lined up with the Magen Avraham. And the Ri, who says you don't need a shear, would be lined up with the Taz. However, the Taz, at the end of the sentence, at the end of the statement, it shows you that it's not really the case, because the Taz writes at the end of Sifkatan that he's speaking about, the Taz says that we can make a chiluk when it comes to schnapps and whiskey, and the Taz writes, you could say that this is actually an exception, because most people do not drink this much alcohol, at least you would hope most people don't drink this much alcohol, because you don't want people getting drunk altogether. But the truth is, though, this is not a question of, is Bari Nefashos viewed as the same type of bracha achrona? But rather, it's a question about, what do we do as far as the shiurim? Do we make exceptions, or do we have different shiurim for different types of food? When we say the shir achila is kezais, and the shir shasia is revius, is that something uniform all the way down the board? Or is it viewed as normal achila or normal shasia? But if you would have a situation where the normal achila or the normal shasia is much less than the shir, i.e. yayin sraf or schnapps, so then the shir would become less. But you can't really say, we don't want to say that this is the machlokas between the Tosos and the machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham is the same machlokas as Tosos the Reed, because in fact the Shulchan Aruch paskins ha'ochel pachos mikazayis. So it's less than kazayas of bread or any other food. The hashosa pachos mi revius bein biyayin bein bishar mashkim. Or somebody drinks less than revius of either wine or any other beverage. You first make it before you eat it. You make whatever appropriate bracha. Because Tosos is passing by the bottom line that when it comes to bari nefashos is viewed as a bracha achrona just like everything else, and it will require the requisite shear. Cultive.